This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
And finally, when it comes to food trends, we've had it all. This has got Dean's interest. From cronuts to rainbow bagels and ice cream burritos, there's been an array of wacky food hybrids gracing our Instagram feeds over the past year. Get it? Feeds, Instagram. Anyway. Yeah. But now it's time for something new, and it's safe to say you're definitely going to want to try it. I'm sure Dean's going to love this.
I'm ready.
Try it before you diet.
You'll need to diet after this one. A business person from Scotland has created a donut and chicken nugget hybrid. Ooh. He calls the Donug.
Look, I'm going to say no.
No?
No.
Dean, our curious says no.
No.
Computer said no.
Dean, do you want to do the rest of the show by yourself? I'm off to Scotland. As long as it comes with sweet and sour sauce on the side.
No.
Thank you very much.
I mean, Donug. I mean, the name isn't endearing. And what about, you know, in Scotland, be like, it's a Donug.
It's a Donug.
It's about making the best of a situation.
A presenter at the China International Import Expo captured great attention yesterday with an unusual device, a robot that can apply a person's makeup.
Oh!
A video filmed at the expo in Shanghai shows the robot arm applying makeup to a female mannequin head, and the robot arm uses mascara, brushes, and a variety of makeup tools to apply the makeup to the dummy's face.
Well, that's, do you say I need makeup, Mr. Rattle?
No, but wouldn't it be good if we got one that shaves?
Oh, that would be good.
Like a robot that just shaves us. Warren, not you.
If I had a magic robot arm, the other things I'd rather
would prefer than applying a bit of...
And that brings me to the weather.
According to a new study, the key to human evolution may be... Any guesses?
A clean lifestyle, clean living, active lifestyle.
You're on the right path.
No pesticides, all organic food.
Food is great. It's potatoes.
I hope they're mashed.
You must have been so excited about this one, Judy. Potatoes. The new research says starchy food led to humanity's ascent to the top of the food chain. The University of Sydney has linked a certain gene with starch digestion, metabolism, gut microbiome, methane production, and ultimately an increase in brain size during human evolution. I'll skip all the scientific details, but while researchers are still assessing the implications of the study and say further research is required, it does bring us a step closer to justifying chips as an evolutionary advantage.
Yeah.
Killing it.
Babe, I reckon we just need to get on the mashed potatoes.
I am a superior being because I have like chips almost every day.
Yeah, me too.
There you go.
And one especially for you, Jack. A New South Wales man has been sentenced to a minimum of 4 months imprisonment for sexually interfering with a horse. The court heard that the man performed two sexual acts on the horse, including allowing the horse to fellate him. In his defence, the man said he believed that the young filly had given her consent by winking at him and smelling his crotch. With time already served, the man is expected to be released next week, when you'll find him running last in the third at Randwick.
Oh, thank you for thinking of me on that story.
Only ever thinking of you, Jack. I thought you'd like that.
I used to have a boyfriend whose dad was a... sell horse semen.
No, but how does that go down at dinner parties?
He didn't sample it.
How does the conversation go? So what do you do? Well, you'd be surprised.
Yeah, anything I can. You're going to miss me. I'm killing it.
What would we do without you, Jack?
Live very savoury lives.
I'm looking at Dean. He's lost for words. There's a first time for everything.
And finally, a spirited fling with an Australian ghost has sent up in true love for an English woman. In fact, the ghost has just proposed and she wants the living world to know. Amethyst Realm, real name, 30 of Bristol, says she has had sex with at least 20 ghosts since she was a teenager, but wasn't looking for a new relationship when on a recent business trip to Australia. However, she says that changed on a nature hike when she came into contact with an apparition and felt sparks like none she's ever known. Realm didn't think it would amount to anything serious because the spirits tend to stay in the one place. But something amazing happened on her flight home. She felt the presence of her lover on the plane. That was 9 months ago, and things have progressed to the point where Realm discussed her desire to marry and have her ghost's baby.
Where was that one at Halloween?
Now, Dean, we were talking about ideas for you dating. Have you thought about the spirit realm?
Have I thought about dating in the spirit realm? I mean, it's
you
out
don't
there.
Stand a ghost of a chance. Boom, boom.
Oh, there's no love.
Ireland's national broadcaster, RTE, has uncovered some interesting expense claims from former Prime Minister Bertie Ahern. Archives have curated a profile of the former Taoiseach from their website and discovered footage of televised Parliament proceedings from 2006 when a Green Party MP brought up Mr. Hearn's outrageous makeup expenses. Figures obtained through Freedom of Information put Bertie's makeup claims at roughly €480 per week, which is more than the minimum wage. Bertie Ahern was Taoiseach for 11 years, so if he was spending this much for his entire tenure in Parliament, that would work out as a total of about €250,000. Since 2008, when Bertie resigned over suspicious payments from property developers, makeup expenses claimed by prime ministers in Ireland have reduced to zero.
Yes. Yeah, because indeed that's a lot of foundation.
Yes. Well, is that what he's doing? He's just makeup for the cameras?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess he's entitled to makeup. But what's that? What's a Taoiseach?
Oh, that's Prime Minister in Irish.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, that's good to know.
Yes.
Taoiseach.
Never heard that.
No.
Not surprising.
Thank you, Judy. Hey, one quick question. Do you have a drag queen name?
No.
Drag king name?
No. Can I go now?
Yeah. See ya. Thanks for playing.
Thanks, Linda, on your way out.
An updating sport because I know you all love it. Russian ace Karen Khachanov caused one of the shocks of the tennis this year in tennis by overpowering Novak Djokovic 7-5, 6-4 in the Paris Masters final.
Thank you very much.
Your eyes glazed over when I mentioned sporting.
Sport. Yeah, I'm not a sports person.
I stopped listening altogether.
It's significant because Djokovic was fully committed to getting back to number one. He'd just won 22 games straight, and I think he went in a bit cocky, if I'm honest.
Who? Look, Dean,
it starts with Jock. I thought you would listen.
Oh, well, yeah.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.